Na radiu SBS so se po nekaj mesecih pregledovanja podatkov in posvetovanj izoblikovali novi kriteriji. Po zadnjem pregledu radijskih storitev leta 2012 je bilo v program dodanih 6 novih jezikov. Rezultati trenutnih pregledov bodo veljali do naslednjega popisa prebivalstva, ki bo leta 2021. Skoraj 65% vprašanih je bilo poslušalcev radija SBS, ostalih 28 pa so rezultati lokalnih skupnosti. Predložitve rezultatov kažejo na veliko pomembnost znanja angleškega jezika med starejšimi emigranti. Upravitelj vsebin na radio SBS, Mark Cummins, pravi, da je znanje angleščine v lokalni skupnosti nižje, kot so sprva mislili.
Therefore, a lot of people do need help in understanding some of the complex issues of the daily life in Australia. So we've looked at that and we've upped the weighting this time around to make sure that we capture that need. We've also looked at things like recentness of arrival. We think that's important. We're looking at people who have just arrived in Australia and are trying to understand the system, how it works here, and how that they can fit into life and create their new life in Australia. And of course, we look at each of the languages that come through in the census and then list these up. And of course, we put those high-need languages onto the schedule.
Ključna je bila tudi starost vprašanih, saj je angleški jezik za nekatere starejše emigrante pretežka in se vračajo svojim jezikovnim koreninam. Direktorica Zveze etničnih skupnosti Avstralije Emma Campbell se strinja, da je različnost kulture in jezikov pomembna.
Older, cold Australians rely very heavily on SBS radio services in particular. So making sure that SBS recognize and are able to identify the communities with large numbers of older members is a very important part of this process.
Direktorica audio in jezikovnik vsebin Mandy Wicks pravi, da se Radio SBS trudi doseči najširšo skupnost.
We know that there are so many communities with low English proficiency or have lost their English proficiency over time. And they really see SBS radio as, I guess, the great translator of life in Australia, providing news and information and really keeping them connected with the community and able to contribute because they understand what's going on. Australia is changing rapidly. As we know, it's more diverse than ever before. And there are new migrants arriving every couple of minutes into Australia. So it's really important that SBS, as the multicultural broadcaster, continues to review its services and ensure they really do reflect today's Australia.
Rezultati vsebujejo kriterije, kot so ohranjanje kultur in jezikov ter dajanje prednosti široko razpršenim skupnostim s poudarkom na številu dotičnih jezikov. Kriteriji se bodo izvajali v tesni povezavi z rezultati lanskega popisa prebivalstva. Upravitelj vsebin na Radio SBS, Mark Cummins, pravi, da so spremembe nujne.
We have a great opportunity every 5 years to have a look at the census and really take the information that we get there to be able to understand the community, the demographics, the size, as we said, English language proficiency, how long they've been in the country, how old the community is in general. And that can help us tailor make the services and the programming that we provide for them. So it's a way for us to really go through a renewal every 5 years.
Direktorica Zveze etničnih skupnosti Avstralije Emma Campbell pravi, da SBS vsem Avstralcem nudi neprecenljive storitve.
SBS is critical for settlement, it's critical for language maintenance, it's critical because we want to make sure that migrant communities access their news and their information through a local service provider and not always refer to news providers and media providers from their country of origin, because it makes them feel included in Australian society, and SBS has been at the forefront of promoting inclusion. But I think also SBS is becoming very relevant to a broader Australian society in celebrating and promoting multiculturalism. I mean, we're really grateful to SBS.
SBS namerava nov jezikovni spored objaviti konec leta. Za več informacij obiščite www.3kr2ngw sbs.com.au pošionica consultation. To prilogo je pripravila Andrea Niehoff, prevod u slovenštinu pa Katarina van der Linden.